The numbers told the story, they always do.
This is A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Sling, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV. All brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. It's Gil Alexander. Elliot Bowman in the producer's chair this morning. Kind of him to get us through today. Couldn't happen without Elliot Bowman today, Vinny. Ladies and gentlemen, slow jamming with Vinny Maliulo right here on A Numbers Game at VSiN.
Look at and Elliot. Look at the cues, like seamless on this show.
He knows what's up. Slow
seamless. You gotta love it. You run a tight ship here.
Me? No,
Mr.
Please.
Alexander.
Please. I tell him all the time. I go, listen, I'm just gonna do a radio show over here. You guys do whatever you do back. So make it happen.
But now, does Elliot qualify as producer numbers?
No.
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 Okay.
Nor does Ben. You have to. It has to be a 3-month minimum.
A three-month.
Oh, yeah. That's why. Because, like, Kelly is, Jacob, like, all those guys have filled in.
I got you.
But 3-month minimum.
Right. And what is parlay, by the way?
Five and eight, Grover Cleveland.
5-8? So he's what, number 13?
Or what is No, he's five. He was number five, and he's number eight producer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We're keeping an accurate score here, Vinny.
I know you believe in accuracy, my friend.
Vinny Maliulo, ladies and gentlemen, not just your standard Vinny Maliulo appearance. You actually have breaking college football lines.
That's
this
right,
morning.
My friend.
Wow.
Today, college football games of the year released here at South Point.
A South Point tradition.
Yeah, Chrissy Andrews will release 1:30 today Pacific. So about 100 games, identified them, a couple weeks back, you know, we were tweaking them, and then we went through our exercise, which is a lot of fun, especially this time of the year where you're still trying to keep track of the transfer portal and all kinds of other things. But
what's Jimmy's contribution to this?
Jimmy?
Yeah.
Carroll?
Mm-hmm.
He's right there with his pencil and paper and
Turner Classic movies on in the background.
Well, you got to have the right atmosphere.
Yeah,
you know it's and you can't make the numbers properly without a good couple of black and white Bogart flicks. You know, so
but you all have your power rankings.
We have our early, very early power ratings. Of course, starting with that. Looking at recruiting, you know, some spring game info, you know, Gil, things like that. But the transfer and in the last couple of years, the transfer portal is enormous. I mean, when you look at SC, for instance, you know, the transfer portal there, obviously a new coaching change. Lincoln Riley goes there. A lot of transfers on the offensive side of things, not so much on the defensive side of things. Offensive skill positions, I should say. I have to still address the offensive line and things like that, but I think you have to. It's just a different dynamic now with the transfer portal, but bettors have to do the same thing, obviously. Mm-hmm. So,
are you all keeping like you know? So the Phil Steels of the world, right?
Uh huh.
You know, I used to work with Dr. Bob, and he was he is so keen on here's how many starters are coming back at each position. The thing with Bob, though, is like unlike just the blanket comment of here's how many are coming back, Bob would actually tell you if they're good or not coming back, right?
Sure.
Are you doing it to that minutia? You're not,
to,
right?
Listen, Gil, you try to, right? But those guys who have, you know, the gentleman that you're speaking about, I mean, that's their wheelhouse. They zero in on it. We can zero in on it, you know, have staff, you know, look into things as well, but you know, to go into depth, you try to, Gil, but of course you've got everything else. There's a NBA finals going on. Yeah. You know, you've got the semifinals, and so again, I liken it to doctors, right? We can be the general practitioners. You know, you can be a specialist and things like that, which is fine. But you try to go into it as much, and frankly, solicit their opinions. And the good thing about it is this, and I mentioned this yesterday on with Michael Lombardi and Patrick Maher. You want respected opinions if you want to be in this business for any length of time. You know, I don't mind saying his name today because I think he'll be here. You know, Paul Stone will be here. So,
an annual tradition for him as well.
Yeah, I mean, Paul. Yeah. You know, and Chris. You know, good thing about with Christy the other earlier, and he had put out, listen, these are the games. It's not just, okay, we're going to put these out. So these are the games. There's about 100 games.
I was going to say, have you typically done about 100 games? That sounds like a lot this year.
Yeah, I think in the last year or so. Yeah, it's been a lot of games. You really want to get those kinds of opinions. What I was saying yesterday, and I'll emphasize today, you want good opinions. Like, you know, Gil, you asked an important question about, you know, what Jimmy and Chrissy and I, and what the exercise is and things like that. But you know what? There's respected opinions on the other side of the counter as well. And so obtaining that and getting that and having that, look, you want to pay attention to the folks that are the specialists out there, and have a good opinion and respect that opinion. They're putting up their money. We're putting these up, and it's a good exchange. I think, and we're going to enjoy it this afternoon.
And as Chrissy Anders we're talking about says, your opinion is good for one bet in the end.
Yeah, I mean, you make a bet, we'll make a move. You know, I mean. You know, there's always the great stories about the Stardust Lottery, right? Every when the numbers went up, particularly in college football.
Scotty Scheffler at the
Stardust, and it was great to see Scotty recently. By the way, at Bet Bash that Spanky put on down at Circa, and so when Scotty would put that out, the professional bettors would line up. Now, we used to do it at Caesars. On Sunday evening, Sunday night, after the 5 o'clock game kicked off. And I didn't do a lottery. I would leave it up to the bettors. I'd have a window open. And I would say, okay, Gil, you guys sort out your rotation. You're going to get a couple of plays each so everybody could get a shot at openers. And then just go to the back, you know. And I'll tell you what, it was – everybody was great. They would just – they'd stand there, you know, Rich Batchelor, Larry and I, we'd put up the numbers. People would make their plays, rotate back and come back, and it was a good exercise. Not quite a lottery, but certainly worked out well, our system.
So 100 games coming up at 1:30 Pacific today, but you are kind enough to have brought three here to this show, right? Before you say with those, let's give the story about how sometimes you guys will do something that will be considered way off what it should be.
A number.
The Notre Dame Michigan example from a couple years ago.
Right.
What did you have it at as the relief?
I want to say that it moved 7 points. It went from seven points to 14, or the other way around. I'm trying. Christy and I were actually talking about this last night. Christy, he texted me last night. You gotta love this. So it's about, I don't know, 9 o'clock. He texts me. He says, "Are you awake?" I was like, I just got said, "Who has time to sleep?" So we're looking at that. We brought that game up.
Yeah.
And so now again, Gil, these numbers are going to move a lot quicker as well, right? Because you've got. I mean, it's not like you're going to move a game, you know, from 6 to 6.5 or 6 to 5.5. So, but there was the game. I want to say it might have been Michigan, Notre Dame, Michigan.
It was Notre Dame, Michigan. Yeah. Yes.
And it moved about 7 points.
7 points. And it wasn't the upshot of it that in the end they were wrong? The bettors who moved
But again, listen.
But that's what makes this so interesting, right? Like, it's like, oh, my God, they put up a horrible number, and in the end it
Here's the thing. We put them up, and they're not up for show. People want to bet them, and we'll take a couple of thousand at the counter at least.
Okay.
And so it's a fair play if people want to bet. And you know, listen, we're right on some, wrong on some. You don't gloat about the one. It's not that. It was just a good exercise, right? So,
all right. What are the three plays that you want to share here, Vinny?
I got a couple. You ready?
Yeah.
You want to guess too? You want to have a little guessing lines on?
I won't do well with college football.
Right. Yeah. Oklahoma and Nebraska. Oklahoma, Nebraska.
Where's the game?
That game. I think it's at Nebraska. Yeah. I've got to find that date, too. I should have wrote these dates
Oklahoma
down.
Will be a double-digit favorite on the road.
This game, Oklahoma, 3.
There you go. That's my guessing lines on college football.
Well, you might be right,
Oklahoma -3?
You might be right, my friend.
At Nebraska.
Yeah. Alabama, here's one. This one's going to get.
I overshot my the perennial ridiculous love for Oklahoma.
Well, new coach, obviously, some things to consider there. How about this one here that's getting a lot of attention between with the coaches? A couple of guys.
A&M in Alabama.
Alabama against Texas A&M.
Game's at Bama.
That game is at Tuscaloosa. Yeah.
17.
Close. 13.5 we're going to open it.
It'll get to 17.
Probably. Notre Dame against Clemson. That game is at South Bend, if I'm not mistaken.
Notre Dame will be a short favorite there.
Yeah. One. Notre Dame won. And then Ohio State.
Oh, a fourth game.
Michigan.
Ohio State, Michigan.
In
where I grew up, the biggest game, along with Alabama, Auburn, in the whole country all year.
This game's at Ohio State. Remember Michigan had the big win finally last year?
The Aiden Hutchinson game.
Yeah. There you go.
Ohio State will be a 6-point favorite.
13.5
13.5
There you go.
Like I said, 13.5
Might get to
Is Michigan considered
that game?
Michigan's considered to have that big of a drop off this year.
You know what, Gil? In some Ohio State, we have Ohio State. Both Christy and I agreed Ohio State is our number one rated team from a power rating standpoint.
Good thing I don't do a college football guessing lines.
Well, maybe we should start, Gil.
No, we should not. We should absolutely not do that. Thank you, Vinny, for four
games.
Exclusives.
Those will be, again, with about 96 others
you
today.
You can tell where my bets would go on those. Coming back, more Molly Ullo on the other side. Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Gil Alexander on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Before you make your next bet, be sure to visit VSiN.com to check the current betting splits data. Betting splits page will show you where the money and bets are moving for every game, and now it's updated every 10 minutes. So you can see changes in all the action. You'll be able to see where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money does not match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Betting splits, yet another way that VSiN is here to make you a smarter, better year-round. Check out today's betting splits for every game at vsin.com. It's Gil Alexander. Vinny Maliulo is here as well. Maolio in the house. And we're just sort of talking off air how, you know, like the notion of betting an NFL game this far in advance or a college football game this far in advance, not something that interests me. Respect those who do it.
Yeah.
They're into those things. And
sure.
Maybe there is a one-off game. We talked about Carolina and Cleveland in the NFL. Maybe there is one game that would be an exception for some. But I was just sort of relating it to, because I brought up tennis, I was like, okay, if they put up a U.S. Open, now this doesn't exist because we don't know what the draw is, we don't know what the matchup is, but if they put up a U.S. Open first round match from this coming September, this coming late August, now, let's say that world existed where we knew the match, would I bet it? And the answer is yes, I would, because I trust my numbers, right? But we're only talking about an individual sport. There's so many moving parts in team sports, right? Injuries and good Lord with suspension. I mean, there's all kinds of things that happen in team sports.
Right.
That it's I'm always fascinated by those who bet this stuff this early.
Yeah, and I think to your point, Gil, and as we were saying off air, in the NFL, I think it's more strictly, or I would say 90% of it's based on a number, right? And let's talk about the, you know, Carolina hosting Cleveland in week one, you know, with all the question marks, really. You know, I'd say both teams, but certainly with the Cleveland quarterback situation. Is it a play on either side? No, it's probably, you know, pros like the idea of 4.5, plus 4.5 or plus 4
totally
on Carolina,
yeah.
Right? It's strictly a play on the number. Now, today, with the college football games of the year, will they be players on the number two? Yeah. I mean, when I say pros, professional bettors bet, they're betting numbers. They're not betting teams.
Right.
I mean, there'll be people today betting on USC in one game, but probably against them in another game. You know, you may see some of that. Or you may see a strictly a play against them
It's just fascinating to me, too, because it's just, you know, even regardless, I use the tennis thing just hypothetically.
No, it's an interesting point
But even then, you'd have to consider the opportunity cost of having your money tucked away for that long, right? People have to consider those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. So it is interesting, but you've had good success with the college football ones. How would you describe when you open these? Mm-hmm. Give me a word to describe like the level of the action. Is it heavy? Is it better than you would think?
Good question. It's heavy. It's actually going to be, there will be more betting today on the games of the year than on week one, which we posted a couple of weeks back, week one of college football and week one of the NFL. In fact, maybe combined just to start with. Now, again, over the course of the summer, mm-hmm. that week one handle on both college and pro will add up. But today, there will be more bet on the games of the year than when on the first day of when we posted college football week one and NFL week one.
Are we talking about 100 serious bettors, or are we talking about 500 smaller bettors?
No, I don't know if it's 100. First of all, today's bettors, they won't be casual fans for the most part. Right. These will be professional. These will be pros that bet these games today. And again, you want their opinions. What's the number of them? Won't be 100. But there'll be some. I mean, I don't know. Okay, if it's 20,
just to get a sense.
Whatever the number is, yeah. Gil, there will be more. So when we posted college football week one on that Friday, a couple Fridays back, today we'll exceed that, and we'll also exceed week one of college of the NFL when we posted it, the day we posted it. Again, during the course of the summer, that will add up.
I'm always fascinated by that kind of thing. Like, okay, what are we really talking about? You know, the Match 6 was on the other night, the golf exhibition,
yeah.
Brady and Rodgers against Allen and Mahomes. And I started out primetime action openly speculating. I'm like, I wonder, because there was one standalone hockey game that night. I said, I wonder what percentage will be bet on this golf exhibition mm-hmm. compared to a conference finals hockey game. And so Matt and Kelly sort of speculated. My point in bringing up the question was I bet you it's going to be a way bigger percentage than people think. I think that the number will shock you how comparable the two things are. I don't know if it was East or West, but a conference final hockey game versus a random nonsensical mm-hmm. golfing exhibition between four quarterbacks who could barely hit a fairway in many cases, right? And so now I think the answer at DraftKings on the East Coast, because I think the Rangers were playing that night. Yeah, it was an East Coast game. So the New York Rangers were playing that night. So once I figured that out, I was like, okay, well, DraftKings will probably have more in the hockey game because of an East Coast bias. But Kelly did ask Circa, and Jeff Benson was kind enough to immediately mm-hmm. text back. This is at the end of the show now. Mm-hmm. We closed the show as we opened it. I'm like, okay, so what's the verdict? And Jeff Benson said it was 50-50.
Really?
That shows you, like, we never really get the volume of this stuff.
Interesting. I think the hockey game was higher here. It wasn't, 50-50. They bet the dog, by the way, in the in the golf, right?
Why
they took
you?
A chance,
yeah.
Mahomes and Allen. But wasn't 50-50, though. It was more on the hockey.
But how about that?
Again,
that's fascinating to me. All right, so, and you have put up tennis. You started with the quarters for the French Open?
Quarter skill, as promised, my friend.
Look at you.
That's right, buddy. So
I'll get you a blue ribbon for this, Vinny.
Well, listen, thank you.
So you have is this number accurate on the sheet on Chilich here? I got a much better price yesterday.
80,
I'm going to go out.
Roots,
here's what I'm going to do.
60,
I'm going to go after the show.
Okay.
And if the number is
amenable
to me, give it to me right now. I'll go out there and I'll make you a courtesy bet on Chilich, even though I already have bets all over the place on it already.
Well, what's another bet? I mean, you may as well just keep.
Just because as a appreciation for you putting up these numbers. Can I get the round of 16 next slam? Can we do that? Can we start to creep it earlier?
We've got games of the year.
Let's just creep it earlier.
College football. I love them. Let's see what
because somehow college football money is supposed to spend better than tennis money, Vinny. Come on. It's the same currency, my man. You build it and they will come.
Who do you like? You're going to get a better price on Chilich.
I got Chilich at plus 193 yesterday.
Well, then you're going to like plus $2.
Oh, I am. Bet on Chilich.
Now, why don't you get on your – bet it right now.
I don't have it on the app.
Though. I'm not going to – and I'm not going to leave and move. Now,
that's gonna be, I don't know if somebody's going to –
you're getting off at 9, though, right?
Yeah, I got time.
Well, I don't know if anybody else is going to come up and, you know.
They're not coming.
Just come with me. We'll go right to the window.
I got to do two more segments with James Salinas.
No, James will understand. I'll sit here for you.
All right.
I know James. I'll talk to James. You can go play.
NBA Finals Game 1 yesterday. I promise you I'll make a bet after this, regardless. Right?
Celtics,
that escalated quickly.
We went to four. In fact, I was on with Michael and Patrick yesterday and were asking me if it would go higher. I think, you know, some bettors were probably waiting, and understandably so, because we had gone to 3.5. We went to 4. We got Celtics money. But then it kind of lingered there. You know, some folks were wondering if we were going to go to 4.5. Never had to. Then late money came in. More Celtic money came in the last hour.
Let me ask you a question that you can't possibly answer. Okay, but I just want to.
I'll ask it anyway.
But I want you to guess your speculation on this. The lag between the end of the conference finals and the preset NBA, this is when game one is taking place, which happens every year. And every year it just feels like here's the NBA postseason. And then the finals is its own little microcosm out there in the universe.
Yeah.
So you kind of, the wind in your sails kind of gets knocked out, right? Do you believe that your handle would be better? Like usually we say, oh, the Masters, you get all winter to bet it. Oh, baseball, I mean, you have all.
Yeah.
Right? Do you think your handle would be better if the NBA finals just sort of kept the same pacing as the rest of the playoffs? Like if it happens sooner.
Like the NHL does.
Right.
Right? The Rangers had one day off between.
The extra days help you or hurt you in this case?
I don't think it hurts, Gil, for this reason. First of all, this is the matchup that people wanted.
That's
right?
True.
So, and I think this matchup, with no disrespect to the Miami Heat, I do believe that this is probably between 10 and 20%. A bump to the betting handle and the interest, but you know what, people have learned to adjust to schedules, to the timing of things, and again, you've got a traditionally public franchise in the Celtics, and in recent years, in the last 8 years, frankly, the Warriors have become a very public team, so. I don't think it necessarily hurt. Would there have been more? I can't say. I don't think so. I think people have adjusted. And again, it's this matchup. Had it been the other matchup, yeah, maybe so. It's a good point.
I wonder how many casual bettors just sort of casually forget about it. I guess.
You don't forget, because here's the thing. You know, it's on the app. It's everywhere. So people know about it.
Thank you, Vinny. Appreciate
it. You're welcome, Gil.
James Salinas next in his dispute with Barstool. You won't want to miss this next Numbers Game. Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
The Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on VSiN, the sports betting network.
The VSiN Summer Special is here for only $39. You get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. Next few months, you're going to be filled with the best betting content in the business right here at VSiN.com. And subscribers will have access to all of it, including Adam Burke's daily MLB best bets. Jonathan Von Tobel will have best bets all the way through the NBA Finals. Andy McNeil will break down all the action on the ice all the way through the Stanley Cup playoffs. We'll have lots of NFL preseason coverage as well, not to mention continued best bets and premium articles covering golf, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR. If you want the full VSiN experience, which features a daily best bets email, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, use of our betting tools, and a live video stream whenever you want it, the cost is only $39 to be a subscriber through July 31st. That's $39. Sign up now at VSiN.com/summer. It's Gil Alexander. Glad you could join us this morning for a numbers game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. This gentleman is a VSiN host. You may also know him as a former Super Contest winner. A few years back at the Westgate, won it all back in the day. Also finished third a subsequent year, the next year in the Super Contest, 26th a couple years later. I won the first ever VSiN college basketball March Madness Challenge as well. So his chops are certainly evident. And we know him recently from a dispute, though, that he's had with Barstool. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my buddy James Salinas. How you doing, James?
Good morning to you, Gil. It's interesting you bring up the NCAA March Madness contest that VSiN ran the first year that they started. Was that 2017, I think it was?
I believe so, yes.
It's funny that that happened because it's kind of where I've been lately, just kind of reflecting on a lot of things. Over as you get older, I think, Gil, at least for me, I'll just speak for myself. As you get older, you start to do some more reflection. My short-term memory is awful, but my long-term memory is solidly intact. And I think about Brent Musburger in particular and what an influence he had on me as a youth when it comes to sports betting. He and Jimmy the Greek back from the NFL Today. And I was so inspired to try to win that contest because the key piece of that contest was you got to go on the air live and meet Brent Musburger. So it's fun to circle back now and think about that from what, 5-6 years ago?
Yeah.
5 years ago.
It's interesting. We'll get to the sort of the more reflective part of this, I think, afterwards. But let's go back to what happened here during the NFL draft, and let's set this up again for everybody. Now, you were on with Brady. You guys did your show on the weekend, and you told this story initially, and there are hundreds of thousands of views of this on Twitter. But for those who may have missed it, can you sort of give the rehash of what went down, and then we'll advance it as to what happened here recently. But go through the details again, if you would.
Sure, I can do a quick summation of that. Ultimately found wasn't a whole lot of opportunities to bet on the draft out here. It's obviously with Colorado being legalized just over the last less than 2 years, it's something that I think the operators here really haven't gotten in touch with. And there was one particular bet I wanted to bet Kayvon Thibodeau at a couple of different prices or a couple of different bets coming number two and as well as coming top five overall. And didn't really have a whole lot of options on the compute, you know, on my apps here and locally, so went up the hill. Up the hill is about 30-minute drive for me. That's up in Blackhawk. That's where the actual brick and mortar casinos are. It's very small up there. You can run the gamut from one side to the other in roughly 15 minutes. And kind of just popped in and out of different sports books just to see if they were even offering anything. And most of them were not. But I did go into the Ameristar, which was where Barstool was. I've never played with Barstool before. I don't have a player's card. Don't have an account with them. Nothing with Barstool. And went in there, and they actually had they had some draft props, and they had the draft prop that I was looking for. And again, it was Kayvon Thibodeau to go number two overall. That was at plus 350 at their numbers. And then it was Kayvon Thibodeau go top five at plus 100. Came in, I asked them what they wanted to bet, what the limits were. They didn't give me a limit. They just said, what do you want to fire? So I did. I said, I want 3,000 on the Thibodeau to go top five plus 100 and another 1,000 on the Thibodeau go number two plus 350. Asked for my ID at that point. I gave them the ID. I wait, and they come back to me a minute or two later and said, well, we're going to have to change that bet in a sense, and we're going to lower the limits for one. So from 3,000 to, was it 800, I believe, and then the $1,000 bet to 500. But the odds were still going to stay the same, and that was the key for me, was the price. Price was still going to stay the same at plus 350 and plus 100, respectively, for those bets. Said, fine, that's fine. I made the drive up here. This was the last place I was going to. I was going to head home from there. Didn't want to go home empty-handed. Fine, we'll take the lower limit. That's okay. Got at the same numbers. As we're going through that, now the first ticket writer took that ticket, and he went in the back. So he went in. They're disputing this now. We'll get into that later, Gil. But he went in the back because he had to go make that void. He had to void that original bet. Now I'm with the next ticket operator, and she's going through this. As she puts it through that we agreed upon, now we're getting the ticket out, and she realizes that the odds have changed. She informs me that those odds have changed, and that's where I declined to say, no, I'm not going to take it. They had moved the odds from plus 100 to minus 129, and the other one that was plus 350 was moved to 250. I said, no, thank you. I'll just take my money and be on my way.
Okay. And so you were on your way. People heard this, and again, you know, the part that obviously it's not so much the limiting, although the limiting is annoying. It's the changing of the odds, right? It's the changing of the odds that,
right,
again, breaks all tacit agreements that we've been led to believe must be present for this relationship between bookmaker and bettor to work. Now, you are a guy who didn't want attention from this. I know that to be the case from behind the scenes. You weren't actually going to pursue this. What made you finally pursue this?
part of it is about me from the professional side of it when we're talking about betting. The other part then became personal with Dave Portnoy. Sorry, I was not familiar with him before all of this. I'm familiar with him now. Wasn't familiar with Barstool Sportsbook, the hierarchy of the of that company, anything like that. But obviously he had some things to say about this during that time and popped off about some things about me. Number one, I think part of it was not really probably knowing how this operates, but still being the face of a sports book, but ultimately some personal things. And I think that's what bothered me was, you know, from how I grew up, if you're going to say something about somebody, there's a certain code there, and it's not something you're going to do from a microphone. I don't go on the air and disparage anybody. If I have a problem with somebody, we're going to meet. We're going to settle that out face to face and have that opportunity to meet about that. Obviously, he's popping off on his podcast or his radio program, whatever that might have been, calling me. Biggest thing was calling me a crybaby and that type. I'm not crying. I'm only betting $4,000, Gil. This is a multi-billion dollar conglomerate.
Right.
They're afraid to take $4,000 from me. I'm not the one crying. They're the ones trying to change these odds and go from there. But with that said, not only with him and somebody else that was part of the hierarchy of that company, the one thing they never did was dispute it. They never disputed my account of exactly what happened. It was more this whole thing of, and we see it all the time in politics, with deflect and attack, right? They're not going to be accountable. We'll just deflect from that. We'll attack you from there. And that kind of, honestly, it upset me. And so I went through the channels to file an actual a grievance or a complaint with the Colorado Gaming Division.
Okay. So, and let's be clear. He said, blank that guy. That was basically his response,
that
right?
Too.
That's what he said. Right. Okay. So you went through exactly. You went through the procedure, then you went to Colorado Gaming, and this is where the story gets advanced now. Please describe how that went.
Well, I didn't know. I've never done it before, so it is kind of a tedious process. There's a lot that you have to go from step to step to step. It's all done online. You don't actually get to speak to anybody, of course. It's all computerized, but I get back, and that was probably roughly a month ago, I believe. So it took quite a while. So basically, I put my part out there. Then how the process works is then they'll go to the operator, in this case, Barstool and the Ameristar, get their side of what happened. They have an investigator, apparently, that goes through this process. And then they came back, and it's a really long, tedious message that they sent to me. But in looking at it, ultimately, when you look through the rules and the things that they cited as far as the investigation is concerned and the rules that they have that apply for the sports book there, they consider there was nothing that they did. So ultimately for this operator, gaming decided there was nothing that they did beyond the bounds that would be really anything that they did illegal. And so they said the complaint will be considered closed at this time. So now that complaint is closed, they are not doing anything about it. And ultimately, they've sided with the sports book on this. I didn't really expect them to do anything. I know how bureaucracy works, and I don't know who even is part of the Colorado Gaming Division side when it comes to sports betting. They may not have much of experience with that and understand. Maybe they fill out a March Madness bracket one time, and now you're qualified to do it. I don't know. I'm not going to get into that from that side. All I can tell you, Gil, is nothing is going to come from this. They completely sided on the operator side, and I'm not surprised.
Something as so clear, right? So clear as them changing the odds on you, gaming goes ahead and sides with the operator in Colorado. But it's worse than that, because we actually have what gaming actually wrote you, and we'll have to wait to just go through this after the break, because we're going to run into the wall here. But essentially, would I be accurate in saying that as they addressed the points, or as they allegedly addressed the points of this case, that they completely misrepresented everything that happened, whether their own fault or whether the story they got from Barstool, is that right?
From the story from Barstool, absolutely. What Barstool's response was for so many different points on here, complete fabrication of how these things transpired. Ultimately, within the rules, it looks like Barstool was in their rights to do that, but they still deflected from that. They don't want to be accountable because they know ultimately that was shady, unethical business practice that they conducted with me.
It wasn't even how it went. That's what they were ruling on. They were ruling on fabricated events that didn't go that way. We'll talk more about this, and we'll get James's broader reflection on this from so many years ago to now. It's a numbers game at VSiN with James Salinas, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN. VSiN, the sports betting network.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, unleashes the spirit of Las Vegas with BetMGM rewards. Every time you make a wager at BetMGM, you can earn BetMGM rewards points that you can redeem for online bonus credits like free bets and risk-free tokens. Planning a trip to Vegas? You can also convert your BetMGM points into MGM rewards points that you can use towards dining, shows, and hotel rooms at over 20 MGM Resorts properties located on the Las Vegas Strip and nationwide. BetMGM rewards, sports betting's premier loyalty program featuring exclusive offers, incredible experiences, and valuable perks. When you wager on the BetMGM app, sign up with BetMGM or log on today to get an even bigger piece of the action with BetMGM rewards. Eligibility restrictions apply. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's Gil Alexander, Numbers Game, Visa, the Sports Betting Network. James Salinas, kind enough to hang with us for another segment here. And James, I just want to go back to one point. We'll get your broader thoughts here in a moment, but I don't want to let this go without really properly vetting out what happened here. So this is the text, the Ameristar Casino investigation. This is from Colorado Gaming, and I want to pick this up with point number 5, and we'll put this up on the screen. At 11:20, the bet comes back partially approved for $1,300, $800, and $500 respectively. The odds did not change on the bet. 6, it appears that the guest is then asked if he wants the partial bet. The guest nods. The ticket writer prints the ticket. Let's go to 7. So already the facts are being fudged here. They're ruling on fudged facts here. 7, the ticket writer and assistant manager then both look at the ticket. At this time, the guest indicates he wants the bets avoided since he was not approved for the full amount. So in other words, there's no indication here at all of the odds being changed. This is all just BS, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And I think that I'm trying to keep myself composed here, Gil, because I'm rehashing this again. I am getting a little fired up because of this, because ultimately here, yes, they are fudging this. This is not true. This is up to this point. You're looking at number 7. And what's interesting, if we go to ticket number or go to the, well, you talked about number 6. The guest nods. The ticket writer prints the ticket. The ticket writer and assistant manager then both look at the ticket. At this time, the guest indicates he wants the bets voided since he was not approved for the full round. Obviously, that was not the case.
Complete lie.
It totally contradicts what they said in 5 and 6, where the guest nods and we agree at the new odd, or we didn't change the odd. We agreed at the original odds with the lowered limits of the bet. In here, and to note, Gil, and I think this is what's interesting, most interesting to me about this, they're in parenthesis, in bold,
number 7.
It's an investigator note. An investigator note, unable to verify if the odds had changed or not at this point. No audio available or video quality does not allow a view of the printed ticket. Given the complaint, it would make sense that the patron changed his mind after seeing that the odds were different. So that's the investigator's note, basically using some simple logic here. I'm not going to do exactly what is described here when they talk about me deciding I want to void it because, not because of the price, but because I didn't get the full amount. Complete fabrication and totally contradicts what the earlier points were made by Barstool.
So this drives me up the wall. And this is, again, well, let's go all the way back again here on this show back in 2018 when we had an NFL draft prop issue with William Hill, and we came on the air and we exposed it, and they capitulated right after the segment and said, call the office, we'll pay everybody. We got everybody paid. When we actually won draft bets and they tried not to pay us, this is prior to PASPA being ruled unconstitutional, right? So in the old days of before PASPA being ruled unconstitutional in May of 2018, books unscrupulously could just do whatever they wanted because they knew, Nevada, it's the only game in town, so to speak. We can do whatever we want. What they didn't count on, James, is for us to have platforms. And if this is the legacy of what we do, then good for us, because we're not going to let this happen anymore. And so the more we can expose this, the better off all of us are going to be. By the way, I just want to point out again, that's Colorado Gaming. So the notion that somehow these aren't kangaroo courts, which is what I say about my Nevada gaming experience here with the Westgate, which is still going on, they're kangaroo courts. And it's got to stop. It's got to stop. If this is going to be something that moves forward in a way that we can all be proud of and that would ultimately, you know, achieve their goal of not having people bet with a local bookie and offshore, this has got to be above board, man. This is ridiculous. So in the end, you said it's over and done with. You don't plan on pursuing this further?
Well, I shared with you in the scathing email that I sent to Colorado Gaming that I received. So I made it real clear my stance on this. But ultimately, I don't know what power I have other to be able to come on with you. And I did invite them to come on to the weekend show since I will be on this weekend and invite. I don't expect them to come on, obviously. But I did extend the invite for anybody from Colorado Gaming to come on. But ultimately, something like this just proves the point that, number one, on the Colorado Gaming Division side, they are not going to be an ally for sports bettors. That's clear. This fabrication that was here, I would think if you're investigating it, you don't just let me put my side. They have that. I deal with investigations on other things all the time, and we get multiple sides of the story, and we do multiple follow-ups to, hey, this is what was said. How do you respond to that? Here, I'm not getting another follow-up. They've just closed it. They don't want me to have to follow up to all the points that were fabricated here by Barstool. So from the gaming division side, they're not here. They're not pro-better. Who knows why? I'm not going to speculate why. Tax money, we know it's big dollars that they're receiving, the state is, from these operators. But to this point, to the other side here, Gil, as far as Barstool is concerned, not only can they not handle taking a $4,000 in action, all right, soft book to begin with, but the fact that they are still, even within their rights, based on how the points that were made here are worded, as far as the kind of the how ambiguous it is, a lot of gray area within the gaming rules that all sided towards the operator, to the sports book. Even with that said, they still are not going to have enough integrity to be accountable for how it actually transpired, and are still going to put these falsehoods out there to cover themselves, because ultimately they know it's bad business. It's bad practice. So as far as Barstool is concerned, you know exactly what you're going to get as a sports bettor when you go play with that book.
Yeah, and trust me, good for you that they haven't got, trust me, there's character assassination that ensues oftentimes. Yeah. Trust me, I've experienced that. Complete lies and fabrication about the person involved as well. It can get worse. By the way, karma gets them in the end. Trust me, if you gave them truth serum, they'd rather we not have this platform, because in the end, they are the ones that get the net negative on all this. However, it's adjudicated in the end. Trust me, they know that. So listen, we'll see how this goes. We'll see if it continues, and that you have some sort of avenue here. We're all rooting for you in this. And if nothing else, we just want to expose it. And for, you know, you can't help everyone, but for those that are listening who, they can judge for themselves. Let's put it that way. They can judge for themselves on the facts that they've heard here on this show. So last few minutes then, James, let's just get, just sort of a broader reflection on this. And you sort of hinted at it earlier, because you've been thinking about this, like it makes your head spin. And so you've sort of gotten wistful about this.
Well, I think for me, I've been betting since I was 16 years old. I've been doing this a very long time. And we talk a lot, and we do it on programs. We talk in other circles, betting circles. We talk a lot about what we bet on. But we don't talk much about why we bet. And everybody has a story when they started and why they bet. Some just do it recreationally. Others, they're putting food on the table. They're a professional from that standpoint. And I think for me, thinking about where I grew up in North Denver, I grew up right by the Broncos Stadium, and what North Denver was then compared to what it is now, completely gentrified, don't recognize the neighborhood. But back then, there was a certain, I was playing locally, and I learned at 16 years old, that it's kind of interesting. If I go back on the history of some of the bookies that I was working with, there was this sense of, I don't want to call it honor or a code, but there was integrity behind it. There was respect between the bettor and the bookmaker. And Tuesdays you settled up, Wednesdays you collected, and that was how it was. And if they needed to carry you for a week, they'd do that. But there was a mutual respect that went on between the bettor and the bookmaker. And we're just seeing this now with the expansion of gaming across the country and being legal here in Colorado, that it's very corporate and it's very sterile in a sense. There is no relationship with the bettor and the bookie any longer, the way that I grew up doing this a long time ago. And I've played local for the most part. I've been playing locally. I didn't play a lot of much in faraway places. It became a hassle. I got flagged by MoneyGram and Western Union. Couldn't even go through that route anymore. Couldn't cash checks that I would receive. Too much hassle. So I would stay local. And I've done that for such a long time. And it almost feels like, for me, this kind of experience still inspires me to go back and continue playing with the local bookmaker. I know it's not above board, but, you know, we're talking about above board and being legal, and we see the blatant falsehoods that come out of Barstool Sportsbook with their account of what happened. Who's actually illegal here? The barroom bookie? Or somebody like Barstool, who is doing this blatantly out in the open with blatant lies and no accountability from the gaming side to hold them to do anything about it. So I don't know where I stand with this right now, but it's really encouraging me to go back to play the way that I used to play for many years.
100%. Well said. James Salinas, everybody. James, thank you for spending the time, man. We appreciate it.
Absolutely, Gil. Thanks for having me on.
Numbers Game, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. The Lombardi Line is next. Enjoy from VSiN.